Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Clarence Gaskill, Carlton Coon, and Arthur Sizemore, all of whom are getting their very own segments for the first time. We'll find out what's lurking in the moonlight and do some climbing. Last week, February 2nd, marked the birth in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of composer and lyricist Clarence Gaskill. He was first taught music by his mother, but later received more formal lessons, and by age 16 was working as a pianist in a local theater. At age 21, he was a principal in the music publishing firm of Schisler, Gaskill, and Benkhart. He was awarded the Purple Heart for his service as a machine gunner in World War I, and following the war, he toured vaudeville in a single piano-playing act, billed as the Melody Monarch. Gaskill's first hit was 1919's I Love You Just the Same, Sweet Adeline, and 2 years later he joined ASCAP. In the mid-20s, he was employed by Irving and Jack Mills, wrote music for the shows Earl Carroll's Vanities and Keep It Clean, and his collaborators included Jimmy McHugh, Duke Ellington, Leo Robin, and Cab Calloway, with whom he wrote Minnie the Moocher. He died on April 29, 1947, in Fort Hill, New York. Here are three from the pen of Clarence Gaskill.
McCoy was a boy who could play, you bet. Oh, how they swayed when he played on his old cornet. He's got a smile and a cute little style that's all his own. He'd mute his old cornet and then he'd make it moan. Do what I do, what I do, what I do. Nothing to it but it's sweet. That tune goes right to your feet. Do what I do made a hit with the girls. They had their hair bobbed and gave him the curls. Oh, how he blew. That do what I do, what I do.
Thank you. from night to night you'll find me, too weak to break the chains that bind me. I need no shackles to remind me, I'm just a prisoner of love. For one command I stand and wait now, from one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now, I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. Upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love.
First recorded a couple of months earlier by Russ Colombo, we heard Chick Bullock with Lou Gold and his orchestra and their December 10th, 1931 rendition of Prisoner of Love, written by Clarence Gaskill and Leo Robin. Before that, it was the Earl Carroll Orchestra led by Ross Gorman with A Kiss in the Moonlight. The band tried seven times on August 3rd and 8th, but finally got it right in a session on September 11th, 1925. We began our tribute to Clarence Gaskill with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra and Do Wackadoo. That was recorded September 5th, 1924. I was going to play Isham Jones' version, recorded about 2.5 months later, but it's an instrumental of the Will Donaldson tune. Billy Murray provided the vocal refrain here, but he sings less than half of the Clarence Gaskill-George Horther lyric and leaves off the part where Billy McCoy takes a trip on a ship to a foreign land, where he gets a job with a mob in a Zuzu band. He taught them the song and it went right to their feet, making them shake their shredded wheat. Then Billy eats with the chief of the troop, taking the meat while the rest got soup. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last segment, we had A Kiss in the Moonlight, but there are also lots of other things in the moonlight. Here's the Street Singer.
A sailboat in the moonlight and you. Wouldn't that be heaven? A heaven just for two. A soft breeze on a June night and you. What a perfect setting for letting dreams come true. A chance to sail away to Sweetheart Bay beneath the stars that shine. A chance to drift, for you to lift your tender lips to mine. The things, dear, that I long for are few. Just give me a sailboat in the moonlight and you. I don't long for a million things I'd never miss. My idea of romance is simply this. a chance to sail away to Sweetheart Bay beneath the stars that shine. A chance to drift for you to lift your tender lips to mine. The things dear that I long for are few. Just give me a sailboat in the moonlight and you.
It's a silly idea, night owls in the daylight. Oh, maybe my heart is saying, hoo, 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 is the one for me. You, that's what you've done to me. There are bluebirds in the moonlight. Oh, it's a silly idea, bluebirds in the moonlight, but that's how I feel when I'm with you.
making plans. You and I in the moonlight. Through the night, so close to my heart, let me hold you. Through the night, these two loving arms will enfold you. Fate is kind, love will find you and I in the
said goodnight 'neath a starlit sky. Little did I know that night that your kiss meant goodbye. Do you remember water lilies in the moonlight? And will our dream beside the stream someday come true?
I told you you could find all sorts of things in the moonlight, and there you had water lilies in the moonlight. That was Denny Dennis with Roy Fox and his orchestra on December 15, 1937. Water Lilies in the Moonlight was written by Harry Pease, Larry Stock, and Vincent Rose. Before that, the Colonial Club Orchestra, a Bob Herring pseudonym, and You and I in the Moonlight from May 23, 1929. You and I in the Moonlight was composed by M.K. Jerome and words by Ned Washington, sung there by Eddie Thomas. That was preceded by Dick Juergens and his orchestra with a Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger song from the Fleischer Studios animated feature Gulliver's Travels, Bluebirds in the Moonlight. That Vocalion 78 was made in Chicago on October 13, 1939, but who knows? Dick Juergens may have performed that right here in Avalon in the Casino Ballroom in one of his engagements there. We begin that Moonlight set with the street singer Arthur Tracy in 1937 with A Sailboat in the Moonlight, written by John Jacob Loeb and Carmen Lombardo.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
This very day, February 5th, marks the birth in 1891 in Williamson County, Illinois, of composer Arthur Lynn Sizemore. Most of the following biographical information is from Professor Bill Edwards' phenomenal website, ragpiano.com. Sizemore's first published work was the Blue Blazes Rag in 1909. Two of his best-known rags appeared in 1911, but he wrote just a few pieces until the end of the teens, when his popular songwriting took off, collaborating with a number of Chicago-area writers. He made at least a few piano roles, and in 1921, along with Paul Bees and Haven Gillespie, Sizemore wrote Right or Wrong, which went on to become a musical standard. In 1923, he started his own music publishing company with frequent collaborator Guy Shrigley, and in the late 20s was heard on radio and in person at various Illinois venues with his own group, the Serenaders. By the early 30s, Arthur Sizemore had stopped publishing music and performing live. He founded a magazine called The Home Worker in 1934 and wrote a book titled How to Make Money with Hobbies in 1943. Arthur Sizemore died in Chicago on September 24, 1954. He wrote some tunes with unusual titles, such as I Just Looked Up My Family Tree and Found I'm a Sap, Never Tiptoe in Your Mama's House, Every Little Smile is an Umbrella That Keeps You Out of the Rain, Lock a Little Sunbeam Down in Your Heart and Throw the Key Away, and these.
Comes my sugar. Get that smile, get that pose. Ain't that delish? Get that style, get those clothes. Hot dog, ain't she gettish? Yell out loud, she's refined. Tell the crowd she's all mine. Shh, shh, here comes my sugar. Thank you.
We started off our tribute to Arthur Sizemore with Tracy Brown's orchestra and Shh, Here Comes My Sugar. The name of the Chicago dance band is hyphenated and refers to co-directors Frank F. Tracy, who played trumpet, and J. Nelson Brown, who played reeds and violin in the group, which had its only recording session with Columbia on March 20, 1928. Arthur Sizemore wrote the tune, and Sam Coslow sang the Bernie Grossman lyric. Next, it was Gene Rodemick's orchestra with Right or Wrong, as I mentioned, written with Paul Bees and Haven Gillespie, and recorded in September of 1921. We finished up with Benny Kruger's orchestra, April 10, 1925, with By the Light of the Stars, a Sizemore, George A. Little, Larry Shea collaboration. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast and part of the Global Community Radio Network. In addition to Arthur Sizemore, this very day, February 5th, marks the birth, 3 years later in 1894 in Rochester, Minnesota, of Carlton A. Coon, one half of the Coon Sanders Nighthawk Orchestra, and like Tracy Brown's orchestra, Coon Sanders is also hyphenated. He was named after American poet William McKendry Carlton and originally wanted to become a doctor. When he decided upon a career in music, his parents were apparently supportive and bought him a drum set. By the mid-teens, Cooney, as he was known, was leading his own small band in the Kansas City area. He served during World War I, not on the front lines, but in the commissary of the base in St. Louis. On leave in Kansas City, he met Joe Sanders in Jenkins' Music Store, and they hit it off immediately and formed a booking agency after leaving the service. They soon formed the Coon Sanders Novelty Orchestra and made their first records in March of 1921. They were first heard on radio on December 5, 1922, on WDAF Kansas City, whose signal could be heard nationwide and even internationally, and by the end of 1925, they were one of the most popular orchestras in the country. Their fame lasted through the 20s, and they weathered the Depression, but during a gig on April 18, 1932, Cooney fell ill as the result of an abscess tooth, and he died on May 3rd at just 38 years of age, leaving behind his wife and 7-year-old son. Joe Sanders led the Nighthawks for nearly another year, but the group disbanded on April 16, 1933. Joe and Cooney frequently sang together and individually with the band, and here are three solo vocals by Carlton Coon.
Thank you. sitting alone, see how the time drags by. Watching the clock, count the wall, nobody phones, nobody calls, nobody cares, somebody tell me why. It seems that there is a peak somewhere for each Tom, Dick, and Harry. I want to know why am I so unnecessary, solitary, asking myself where there can be somebody else, lonesome like me, waiting for love, sitting around alone.
We have three solo vocal refrains by Carlton Kuhn. We just heard the Kuhn Sanders Orchestra November 27, 1928 with Smilin' Skies, written by pianist and bandleader Charlie Strait. Before that, the band was Sittin' Around in Chicago on March 9, 1926. Joe Sanders wrote the tune and Gus Kahn the lyrics. We began our tribute to Carlton Kuhn with a quintessential 20s tune, Yes Sir, That's My Baby. Coon Sanders Original Nighthawk Orchestra, July 27th, 1925. Another Gus Kahn lyric with the tune by Walter Donaldson. One of Arthur Sizemore's best-known rags was the Climber's Rag, published in 1911 by John Stark, which featured pictures of the members of the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team on the sheet music. Well, for this final segment of the show, we're going to do some climbing, beginning with the Imperial Dance Orchestra.
Thank you. just one way. I'll start today, climbing the stairs into your heart. And it will seem just like a dream, climbing the stairs into your heart. Step by step, although it takes a year, step by step I'll win you, never fear, dear. Please do your part, give me a start, climbing the stairs into your heart.
A nice way to end the show. Jack Denny and his Mount Royal Hotel Orchestra, who were climbing the stairs into your heart in November of 1929. The vocalist was Scrappy Lambert, and Climbing the Stairs was written by Irving Bebo, with the publisher declaring, "The number represents the best of Mr. Bebo's undoubted genius for music writing and lyric composing ability." Of course, the publisher was his own Bebo Lang Incorporated. Before that, Ted Weems and his orchestra with Scrappy Lambert, who were climbing up the ladder of love on September 13, 1926. Jesse Greer wrote the music and Raymond Clagas the lyrics. And we started that climbing set with Joseph Samuel's orchestra, credited on the label of that Regal 78 as the Imperial Dance Orchestra, with Climbing Up the Scales. That recording is from October 11, 1923, and Climbing Up the Scales is from Irving Berlin's third annual Music Box Review. On the sheet music, the title is shown as both Climbing Up the Scale and the plural, Climbing Up the Scales. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.